Athabasca. After his first year at the head of the town of Athabasca council table, Mayor Rob Belay is looking back on a year that, although it was filled with a number of challenges, laid the groundwork for a prosperous future. It appears 2022 has flown by so quickly, and although we had some challenges over the past year, I was proud of how our council responded to them and the results that we began to see because of the actions that we took, he said, asked to choose and reflect upon some of the highlights of 2022. While healthcare staffing and the future of Athabasca University in Athabasca were subjects Town Council discussed at length with their municipal colleagues in Athabasca County and the village of Boyle, Council did finalize its own strategic plan, which is at the heart of all its decision-making. We completed our four-year strategic plan with the assistance of a facilitator. We came up with four main pillars that the Council will use to guide their decision-making going forward. These four main pillars are infrastructure, well-being, leadership, and community. Ranking goals provides our administration with absolute clarity on where the most value exists when building business plans and budgets. Regional healthcare attraction and retention. The creation of a regional healthcare attraction and retention committee was a big step going forward in the region, as the three local municipalities teamed up to advocate for themselves as healthcare staffing levels continue to plague rural hospitals across the province. The formation of this new committee, I would have to say, has been an enormous success, said Belay. To date, we have been able to secure the services of one new doctor, and we are awaiting the arrival of a second new doctor that we expect to be arriving in our community by the end of May. We have been closely working with RHPAP, Rural Health Professions Action Plan, and OZ, Alberta Health Services, on securing a third doctor through the RESIDE, Rural Education Supplement and Integrated Doctor Experience Program. The committee is also working with Aspen View Public Schools, RHPAP, and local doctors and healthcare workers to host a skills day in 2023 that will see about 40 high school students visit the Athabasca Regional Multiplex to learn about local careers in healthcare. There will be about 6 different stations for interested students to see firsthand some career opportunities as they prepare to enter their post-secondary schooling, with a focus on what it is like to have a career in a rural setting, he said. A big part of the committee's work has also been showing appreciation for those who have already chosen the region as a suitable local to work and live. We have also been focusing on showing the community's appreciation for our healthcare workers by hosting events such as the Riverfront Barbecue in Athabasca and the Community Breakfast event in the village of Boyle. At those events, we invited all healthcare workers from each community to gather, where we could officially acknowledge just how much they are appreciated by our community, Belay said. Athabasca University. Athabasca University was top of mind for much of the year, as continued lobbying to the provincial government saw a resolution that came with the signing of a new investment management agreement, EMA. It was rewarding to finally see the EMA agreed to and signed by Athabasca University. When one reads the EMA in its entirety, the community has pretty much accomplished what it was lobbying for. It took a long time to achieve this, since Premier Kenny and Minister of Advanced Education Dimitrios Nikolades first made their announcement back in March at the multiplex, but through hard work and determination our community has been successful in its efforts. It is now up to the O Board of Governors to ensure that the President and his administration execute what has been clearly mandated by the province in the EMA. We will continue to do what we can to work with the Board of Governors and Athabasca University to see that this happens. It is clearly in the board's hands at this point. I would like to thank the minister for taking action to make sure that in making Alberta strong, it includes keeping rural Alberta strong as well. Multiplex and brick school opportunities. Enhancing recreation and cultural opportunities at two of the town's largest venues were also a big part of 2022 for the town of Athabasca, as two large grants that will see a solar photovoltaic and boiler replacement project at the multiplex take place, and the commencement of the Athabasca Public School Restoration Project, if approved. We have applied for a $1.5 million grant for a solar photovoltaic and boiler replacement project for the multiplex that will see our energy costs reduced by over $80,000 yearly. Over a 30-year lifespan of the system, we will realize over $2 million in savings for energy costs, said Belay. The other is a $2.99 million grant for the brick school restoration project. Both grants are 80% funded, so the town will only have to come up with the matching 20% on the brick school project, while our regional partner, Athabasca County, will contribute half of the matching funds for the 20% for the multiplex project. He also pointed to a number of other initiatives he is happy to see get underway. Some other things we initiated in 2022 are the rolling out of our CEIP, Clean Energy Improvement Program, and the formation of an independent third-party asset ownership and governance review for our Water Commission. The work we have started with our commission members of Athabasca County and the Village of Boyle addresses governance, assets, cost-sharing and a management agreement. Also, we have been working on bringing high-speed broadband to our community, Belay shared. Other notables infrastructure progress and volunteer appreciation were also notes Belay touched on as he reviewed the year. It was a long time in the making, but it was a real milestone, for sure, to see construction finally start on the replacement of the iconic Athabasca Bridge. The same for the paving of Highway 55 from Muskeg Creek, all the way to Highway 63. The project also included changes for safety reasons to the intersection at 34th Street and Highway 55. He said, being able to hold events and interact with the public again was also a big part of 2022, and the opportunity to show some appreciation to the volunteers who make the community run behind the scenes. After an absence of more than 2 years, it was nice to get together to celebrate our community volunteers with an event at the multiplex. It is because of all our community volunteers doing so much good work in our community that allows Athabasca to thrive. This event was just a small way that we can show our appreciation, said Belay. He signed off with a reminder that nomination day for a potential February by-election is fast approaching in January to fill the vacant council seat left by departing councillor Loretta Prosser. We look forward to welcoming and working with a new councillor for the next 3 years, he said. Finally, on behalf of the council and staff, I would like to extend all the best to everyone in the new year, and we look forward to further serving our community.